last year, a report indicated performing two Google searches from a desktop computer could generate about the same amount of carbon dioxide as boiling a kettle for a cup of tea. How true is that?
We think, as in fact does the scientist who was behind most of the data there, that that report actually was off. In fact, you could do several hundred Google searches, if not more, for the emissions that are involved in boiling enough water to make a cup of tea.
What is Google doing to reduce energy consumption or at least reduce greenhouse gas emissions?
We have cut our energy consumption in our data centers. Data centers are the big facilities that contain lots and lots of servers. We've cut the energy usage in those facilities by over 50%.
Is there anything we can do so that when we do use Google, we're being as energy efficient as possible?
If you're buying a new computer, look for one that's energy efficient. And in the U.S., that means look for one at a minimum that is Energy Star compliant. Laptops also tend to be more energy efficient than desktops, in part because just to make the battery last long enough to be useful, they have to work really hard in designing them to make them energy efficient. The second thing you can do is when you're not using your system, when it's sitting there idle, you can set it so that it will go to sleep automatically or manually. If for some reason it doesn't go to sleep automatically, you can very easily tell it to go to sleep. That's much more convenient, obviously, than shutting it down, having to reboot and restart everything. And it uses about the same energy in standby mode as it does when it's off, which is, on the order of 1 to 5 watts, far less than it uses when it's just sitting there idle, with the screen on and doing nothing.
Let's look beyond the world of computers. Google has invested in research for energy efficiency in cars and electric generation. You have a program called RE is less than C, or renewable energy for less than the cost of coal. That's ambitious. Is it realistic?
First of all, it's hugely ambitious. Secondly, I believe it is realistic. And third, I think it's absolutely necessary. Today, coal is by far the cheapest form of energy that we, or electrical energy that we consume, except perhaps for hydroelectric power, which is comparable in cost. But at least in this country and in most of the developed world, we're not going to be building large amounts of new hydroelectric generating capacity. We've already dammed most of the rivers that are worth damming. We are, however, still building new coal plants. And coal is not only very cheap, but also it is by far the dirtiest in terms of greenhouse gas emissions of any of the sources of energy that we use. So I think it's necessary in terms of dealing with the climate crisis that we're facing to find a way to, over time, replace coal with cleaner sources of energy. And the only way as a society, I think, that we're going to do that is if it makes economic sense. So that's why we really started to focus on this initiative we call RE-C, to really try to drive innovation as rapidly as possible on the technology for generating renewable power to try to drive its cost down very quickly.
Bill Weil is the green energy czar for Google. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.